Vakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Pei Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek HaChayvel. HaChayvel b'chaveiroi chayav alav mishum chamisha dvorim b'nezek, b'tzar, b'rifui, b'sheves, u'b'reishes. If one wounded his friend, he is liable for five types of payment. Nezek, pain, refu, which is medical expenses, Sheveth, which is compensation for loss of wages until he can work again, and embarrassment. The Nezek Kesad, Sima es Einoi, Kata es Yodoi, Shova es Vagloi, Woyenoi Seki Ilu, Ebed Nimka, Kamahaya Yofer, Kamahu Yofer. How do we evaluate Nezek? If he blinded his eye, cut off his hand, or broke his leg, we evaluate the loss of Shimon's value if we be sold as a slave. Sa, Kivoyev, Kavyoi, Bushpud, Oib Masmer, Afilu al Siponoi, Mokum Chaino Esechabura, Unten, Kama Adam Kayetsu Bezerwitz, and Etol, Yez, and Starakach. Pain, how do we evaluate that? If he burns him with a spit or a nail, even on his fingernail, in a place that does not make a wound, we evaluate how much a person like this would ask to receive in order to be pained in this way. And the Gemara says, Tani, Achayvel, Bechavir, Chamisha, Noisin, Loi, Chamisha, Abor, Noisin, Loi, Abor, Shloisha, Noisin, Loi, Shloisha, Shnaim, Noisin, Loi, Shnaim, Echad, Noisin, Loi, Echad. The Gemara brings some advice, huh? If one wounded his friend, five means all the ways taught in this and the next two Mishnayos, he gives him five payments. If he damaged him in four ways, he gives him four payments. Three, he gives him three. Two, he gives him two. And one, he gives him one. Nehichi. Hiko al yadoi v'kata, noisen le chamisha, nezek sa v'poisheres v'poishes. How is this? If he hit him on his hand and cut it off, he gives him five. All the five payments of nezek, pain, refuah, sheres, and embarrassment. Hiko al yadoi v'tzavas, noisen le abor, sa v'poisheres v'poishes. If he hit him on his hand and it swelled, but it will heal, he gives him four. Pain, refuah, sheres, and embarrassment. Hiko al roishoi v'tzavas, noisen le shlosha, sa v'poi, Uvoshel, I should say. If he hit him on the head and it swells and it will heal, he gives him three, pain, refuah, and embarrassment. Mokam shen nira, noisenai, shnaim, sara, refui. If he hit him in a place that is not seen, he gives him two, pain, and refuah. Atumas, shevayadoi, noisenai, echad, voishes. If he hit him in front of others with a bundle of documents in his hand, he gives to him one, which is embarrassment. Biumia, boy, pata yodai, vichazal, pata yodai, mimalon, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the question, if he cut off his hand and later cut off higher on his arm, and there's only one payment of Nezek, does he pay pain separately for the first act, or one payment for both? The Gemara does not resolve this question. The Gemara asks the question, the Pasuk says in Shemais Chof Aleph Perek Chof Daled, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and elsewhere it says, and that's in drawing your test pasuk chof aleph, loisa chos einecha, you should not have pity on him. And the pasuk goes on to say the same phrases, ayin, ba'ayin, etc. Why do we need both these phrases? Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid, the Gemara answers, they teach that both shogeg, which is inadvertent damage, and mezid are the same. Both pay money, but we don't remove the damage of eye. Yema shogeg ba'al yema mezid, what the Torah could have taught about shogeg, and it wouldn't even need to teach about mezid. Ilu nema shogeg lo nema mezid hisi'ei ma shogeg yishalem mamon mezid lo yishalem klum. Abi seich lema shogeg v'seich lema mezid. The Gemara answers, had it only taught shogeg and not mezid, I would have said that shogeg pays money, but mezid does not pay anything, rather we actually remove his eye. Therefore, it needed to say shogeg, and it needed to say mezid.